Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this special Easter edition of the Holy Half Hour, here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We're coming up to Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified. Surprisingly, Christians call it Good Friday, the day Jesus Christ was executed in the cruelest way imaginable. It wasn't good for him, but it is good for us. By his death, we gain eternal life. He died for us. We sinned, we deserved the punishment, but he stood in our place and took it for us. He saved our life. That's what's so good about it. Anyway, let's try and get into the mystery and be there with Jesus on the cross through music and imagination, starting with the Doncaster Wheatsheaf Girls' Choir. Come a little closer. Let's join Jesus. Jesus is making his way up Calvary Hill. He's bleeding, he's bowed, he's been scarred and battered about, he's being mocked and jeered, the crowd are jostling and pushing, the soldiers shoving their way through. He's not fit enough even to carry his cross. They've got a stranger to carry it for him, Simon from Cyrene. He's plodding up the hill. He's nearly dead already. Here's Neil Sedaka, singing here both for ourselves and for Jesus.
Climb one more river to cross. I can't nothing but a man. I try to do the best I can.
He's climbed his last mountain now, I think. They've got him flat on his back. They're taking his clothes off. He's stripped nearly naked. He's getting pinned to that cross. They're nailing him. I can hardly bear to watch. Putting nails in his hands and in his feet. The irony of it. He's a carpenter. He's worked with hammers and nails and wood all his working career. And now they're pinning him to the last two bits of wood that he'll be experiencing. And he's praying, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." They certainly don't know what they're doing, but I think they're doing it with some degree of enthusiasm. Anyway, here is the King of the Jews. He doesn't look so majestic right now. Here's Noel Richards singing, "You Laid Aside Your Majesty."
I will love you. are the only one who died for me, gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration, adoration.
Oh, the shame of dying a criminal's death on a cross. And they've got two thieves with them, one on either side. One of them is very unrepentant, hurling abuse. The other one, he's a bit repentant. He's saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What kingdom? Why does he think Jesus is going to live beyond this moment? Anyway, he's wanting to be a part of Jesus' future. And Jesus is replying, today, you will be with me in paradise. Here's Don Francisco singing about the thieves.
And the crowd that stood around his cross made jokes about his name. They shouted, laughed, and spat on him. So I joined in the game. I said, hey, if you're the king, why don't you get us down from here? But the taunt just sounded hollow. In my ears, 'cause he looked at me with eyes that seemed to reach into my heart. They shone a light on all my lies and tore my life apart. There was more that lay behind that gaze than simply blood and clay. But knowing was too much for me, had to look away. But I chanced another look at him while he was looking down, where the soldiers who just crucified us drank there on the ground. And although he spoke them quietly, somehow his words came through. He said, Father, please forgive them. They don't know what they do. And then, as if they'd heard him speaking, the crowd began to roar, whipped to frenzy by the priests who urged them on to more. But the worse the accusations now, the plainer I could see the guilt of the accusers. Not the one there next to me, but the man upon the other cross began to curse and swear, and his voice was filled with venom as he hurled it through the air. All the horror that was in him and had laid his life to waste came out in every syllable he flung in Jesus' face. And Jesus only looked at him, but something rose inside of me. In spite of all that watched us there, it couldn't be denied, because his righteousness and innocence were shining bright and strong. I just couldn't keep my silence if that cursing still went on. I cried out, don't you fear the wrath of God? Even at the end, you'll curse us both into the pit. Is that what you intend? We're only getting what we're due. We've sinned our whole lives long, but don't you talk to him that way, 'cause he's done nothing wrong. Then with all my courage, in a voice not quite my own, I asked him, Lord, remember me when you come into your throne. He answered me, and even then his love was undisguised. He said, before the sun has set today, you'll be with me. paradise.
What a scene of blood and guts and inhumanity. In the middle of all this ugliness, wickedness, it's beautiful. He's looking at his mother, and he's looking at the disciple that everyone said whom Jesus loved, John, and he's speaking to them. Mother, look on John as your son. John, look on Mary as your mother. Here's Graham Kendrick singing about God's humility in his greatness, meekness and majesty. Body is tortured and twisted and writhing in physical pain and agony, but that's nothing compared to the mental agonies and the anguish. He's crying. He's reaching the lowest points imaginable. It's hard to know what's in his ticker. We can only imagine. He's speaking again. My God, why have you forsaken me? We can identify with that to some extent, but I just have the feeling it's deeper for him. Here's Paul Nicholas singing Gethsemane.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me. I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed. I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired. Now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations. Tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. My God, I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, why I should die. Would I be more noticed than I ever was before? Would the things I've said and done matter anymore? My Lord, I'd have to know, I'd have to know, my Lord, I'd have to see, my Lord, have to see, I'd have to see, my Lord. If I die, what will be my reward? If I die, what will be my reward? Have to know, my Lord. In vain, show me just a little of your omnipresent brain. Show me there's a reason for you wanting me to die. You're far too keen on where and how, but not so hot on why.
We can see how he's dying right now in front of us. Jesus claimed, "With me, you need never thirst again." And what's he saying now? I thirst. We thirsted for him. The Bible says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Here's him saying, "I thirst physically, spiritually, in the deepest sense.
But I just want some water. I need a drink of water. I just want some water that's clean.
I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me? I need a drink of water. I need a drink of water. Do you have some clean water for me?
Soul will wait on you.
don't know about you, but I'm exhausted just watching this scene. It's so painful to watch. Jesus hasn't much breath left now, but he's summoning up his breath. He's going to say something. He's shouting out one word, Tetelestai, which means it is finished. Not in the sense you can see it, not in the sense of I am finished, but it is finished. I have achieved what I came to earth to do. It's a victory shout in the middle of apparent defeat. Here's Amy Peck singing Man of Sorrows. To even whisper now. Surely these are his last words coming. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. What a huge psychological, spiritual journey to travel from saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? To saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he's just traveled it in front of our eyes in the last few moments. Jesus will be able to help you and me in the future to travel that journey too. I'll leave you now with St. Mary's Guitar Group from Saltcoats singing Do Not Be Afraid.
Do not be afraid for our every deed. I have called you by your name. When you walk through the waters, I'll be with you. You will never sink beneath the waves.
Do not be afraid,
for I have redeemed you.
I have called you.
never be consumed by the flames.
Do not be afraid,
for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. When the fear of loneliness is looming, then remember I am at your side.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
When you dwell in the exile of a stranger, remember you are precious in my eyes.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
You are mine, oh my child, I am your father, and I love you with a perfect love.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name.